MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, September 13, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. State House reporter Christian Wade is writing that rising labor costs and a stagnant workforce are threatening Massachusetts' status as a leader in innovation and economic growth, according to a new report from an independent tax watchdog group. The Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation New Competitiveness Index, released earlier in the week, found that while the state benefits from the symbiotic relationship between a highly educated workforce and key economic sectors, such as healthcare and higher education, it also faces significant challenges related to cost and demographic shifts. Those include the state's high cost of energy, housing, and childcare, as well as a declining labor force, aging population, and increasing rates of out-migration. Paul Layton reports in the Salem News at the annual North Shore Chamber of Commerce State of the Region Breakfast, the mayors of Gloucester, Salem, Beverly, Peabody, Newburyport, and Lynn, and the town manager of Danvers, all stated the need for more housing in their remarks to an audience of more than 200 at the Boston Marriott Peabody. Danvers town manager Steve Bartha issued a call to arms, asking the business leaders to support local officials in their quest to allow for more housing in their communities, including by following new state housing requirements. The mayor said the lack of housing is causing people, especially younger people, to leave the state, causing a shortage of workers for businesses. Back with more news in 60 seconds.
Here from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Sports Desk on MSONewsSports.com. This week on our weekly shows, we've got first, Cape Ann Savings Bank, Student Athlete of the Week, a Rockport Boys soccer player and captain. Good stuff. We got Salem football coach Matt Bouchard. And on the other show, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we've got Thomas Ryan, Methuen football coach, fresh off a great season-opening win over fellow Division I playoff team, Lincoln Sudbury.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
The Daily News is reporting that the Newburyport High School Athletic Program recently announced a transition to GoFan for all ticketed events, representing a pivotal shift in how tickets are purchased and accessed. This adoption of digital ticketing is designed to streamline the experience for both attendees and organizers, eliminating the need for physical tickets and cash transactions. By using GoFan, spectators can conveniently purchase tickets online or via mobile devices, reducing entry wait times, and enhancing the overall accessibility of high school athletic events. This move aligns with broader trends in sports event management, leveraging technology to increase efficiency, ensure safety, and provide real-time updates for attendees, according to the Newburyport High School staff. Salem Mayor Dominic Pangelo and Salem Public Library Director Tara Mansfield invite the community to the Poet Laureate finalist readings on Friday, September 20, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Forest River Community Room, located at 32 Clifton Avenue in Salem. After a thorough review of 16 applications, the Poet Laureate Selection Committee has narrowed down the field to four exceptional local poets: Jennifer Jean, J.D. Scrimjar, Diana Norma Schaefer, and Brandon Sischling. Each finalist will read selections from their work for 10 minutes, followed by a meet and greet. Light refreshments will be provided. Yankees 2, Red Sox 1 last night, Boston at New York again tonight. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.